I'm laughing at you. You don't even know what I'm laughing at. You don't even know what I'm laughing at.
I don't need to. It's just the look on your face. Hang on a minute. I think we're back on air.
Oh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuh.
Oh, dear. I've got another good one.
You're with the two white Muslims.
You are.
You are, bro. You lucky people. We are broadcasting live from Heritage Radio, part of the British Muslim Heritage Centre here in sunny Manchester.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's not quite as sunny as it has been, is it, right now?
It's still as hot.
You wouldn't think so with the temperature.
We've got all the doors popped open.
I can hardly breathe. I'm stifled, I say.
Blimey.
Stifled.
Stifled.
Subhanallah.
Stifled tower.
Anyway, where were we? Listeners, sorry. It's so unprofessional to start with laughing.
It's terrible. Do you know,
we've actually been told off for laughing.
We have. We have been seriously chastised for laughing.
We don't want any of that laughing stuff. Not on our station. We don't do laughing.
It's serious business, this radio presenting. Is it?
Really?
When is it? We don't like we're digging ditches.
We're not saving lives, are we?
No.
It's not like a surgeon. I mean, if a surgeon was standing there doing his
giggling.
Surgery giggling to himself,
giggling.
I'd be a little bit worried.
You might question that.
Mind you, as a patient, I'd probably be anaesthetised anyway.
If you knew he was giggling, I think you'd have more to worry about.
I'd be too busy shouting, ouch.
Well, you hear these horror stories
Get off my spleen.
Where people, and they don't know if they dreamt it, but where they say they are awake during the surgery, but
so
completely...
So, can you imagine?
Anesthetized, and as a result...
Is that the same as anesthetized?
Yes.
Good.
But can't say anything. So they can hear it all, they can feel it all, but they can't...
It's like one of those dreams where you can't quite run fast enough.
Yes.
Isn't it? It must be awful.
Yes.
Dear me, can you imagine?
Oh.
I mean, do you know, I had surgery, you know full well that I've had surgery.
I do know full well. And, several surgeries.
Yes, I have had a number of operations, nothing serious, listeners. I hear you worrying.
Yes.
There's no need. Routine stuff, just to fix a couple of hernias that popped.
Yep.
But I actually wanted them to do it without anaesthetic.
Right.
I mean, no. I wanted them to do it without actually putting me to sleep.
Ah, yeah, that's a
I wanted
different.
To be able to watch what they were
oh,
doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but
I wanted them
you.
To open me up. I want to see my innards being operated on and then just stitch me up afterwards and send me home.
You know the esteem I hold you in, so you know that I say this with the utmost love and respect. You are weird, though, aren't you? You are weird.
Excuse me, we have established that the word is bonkers.
Well, yes, absolutely. You're bonkers is what you is bonkers. Because I can see you enjoying that.
I can see you enjoying that.
Ooh, is that my spleen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. I don't know what to call him.
Well, yes.
Will I call him sir?
I think if he's got his hands in your guts, yes.
If he's got a knife, where it could do some damage, I'd call him sir.
Wow.
I'd say, excuse me, sir, what's that bit there that you've got your hands on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if he... Oh, dear me, I don't know how I'd react. Oh, anyway, what got us onto that?
No, I can see you doing that. You know, I've had a major operation of late as well.
Okay.
I've had a tooth out.
Oh, no.
I had a tooth out. We've battled with it for 3 years. They've tried everything to save it, bless them. We've tried everything. I want to make this point.
What time was your appointment?
2:30.
Oh, do you know, we were talking earlier, that we're actually just like children.
Yes.
And do you know what?
I think we might be.
The best way to be.
Yeah, exactly. Who wants to grow up? Oh, for goodness sake.
Who wants to grow up anyway?
So I'd had a root canal. That was fun. Then they took the top of the tooth off and they put like...
Is that
like
the same as the Manchester Canal?
It is. It felt as long. and then they put a... crown on it, whatever it is, and then they had to take that off and then put a cap on it, and then they put a whole tooth on it, and then that came off, and I went in anyway.
They tried an anvil, then a grand piano.
And he said, I think we might have to give up on this one. I said, I think you're right. Let's have it out. dead to me. Take it. Do you know the weird thing? It was. I've had enough. It's no good. And so anyway, you see it on TV, you think, they're just taking a tooth out. How hard can that be? Whoa! When you think about it, it's been in there 47 years.
It's not meant to come out.
It didn't want to let go.
It's not meant to.
It did not want to let go.
It actually fuses to bone inside your jaw.
Tell me about it. You can hear it cracking.
When you see pictures of skeletons, what do you notice?
Oh, they've still got teeth.
Still got the teeth in there.
Some of them have still got hair. I wish my body had the teeth. Their head.
Got hairy teeth.
Yeah, I wish my body had take the hint. but yes, yeah. Oh, it didn't want to come out. You know, when halfway through, you think, I started feeling sorry for the tooth. I started feeling, you don't want to leave, do you?
As long as you didn't feel sorry for him. Was it him?
It wasn't him. He was brilliant.
Was he?
He was brilliant. But the reason, I don't know how we got onto this. There's nothing to do. I've got something completely different written down here.
This is not on your list.
This is not on my list.
Is this ad lib?
This is ad. Both ad and lib. Because the thing was, I've been in agony since.
No.
I woke up the next day. Well, I got back that afternoon and literally just fell asleep. I was out for the count.
Yep.
And then next day, woke up like I'd gone 6 rounds with Mike Tyson. Well, let me rephrase that. 6 seconds with Mike Tyson.
One punch.
One punch. That was it. And I know exactly where it hit me. Oh, bless. And it's been over a week and I am still in agony. It's really, really sore. So I've been saying to the good lady, I've had a major operation. She said, for goodness sake. I've had a major operation. Apparently, you can liken this to childbirth. And if you wanna see blue sparks fly. Oh, funniest thing.
I say the same to my girl.
It's great.
You know, all that wincing, screaming and shouting. What was all that about? We got a beautiful baby at the end of it. There was nothing to scream about at all.
Yeah, you lost 10 pounds.
And the state of my arm. I've still got the scars where those nails dug in. You know, she thinks she knows the pain of childbirth.
Exactly.
I know the pain of childbirth.
She can't remember it.
My arm was in.
I remember every second.
Yeah. Gas in air. I remember that.
You tried it.
I actually tried it. Nurses went out and I thought, I can see what this has done to my missus.
Yeah, she's dropped off.
I wonder what that's like. I sat there.
She'll notice.
I sat on the edge of the bed, put the mask over my face. And I took really deep lungful. And I thought, nah, it didn't do anything at all. So I exhaled and went really deep lungful again. And I thought, that's an interesting sensation.
Oh, my goodness.
And then my lips started tingling.
Did you fall off the bed?
Eyes started tingling.
Oh, my goodness.
My ears started ringing. And before I knew it, I was literally crawling on the floor.
I'm just looking for loose change, love.
Thank you. Have I dropped something? What am I doing down here? What's
wow.
all this about? It was crazy. And I promise you, my missus, for 6 hours, was going...
Oh, my God.
Like that for 6 hours. Oh. And you think, poor girl, she must be in a bit of pain.
Yes, yeah.
Poor lass.
Doesn't seem to be having an effect, this gas in air, does it?
She went through 3 canisters.
Oh my goodness.
I'm done it now.
So, I could have done without for this.
Absolutely.
For this, to be fair.
I'll tell you what.
But the point there was, just likening it to childbirth. That's that. If you want to see sparks fly, apparently it's just like childbirth. What? Who said that?
How dare you?
I'm only joking, love. I'm only joking. I don't mean it. I don't mean it, I can assure you.
Subhanallah.
Oh, dear. So, you and I have had very similar upbringings.
We have.
At very similar times.
Yes.
So I can imagine our car history being quite similar. And I happen to know that your first car was very similar to my first car. Your first car was?
Escort Mark 1.
Mine was an Escort Mark 2.
Given that I've... good 8 years on you.
Yes, there
that's,
you go.
That's fair
that
enough.
Sounds about right.
Fair enough.
Can you look back to your past and remember really poor cars?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really poor cars.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, mine was the Mark II Escort. In the respect that there were times when, well, first of all, we had to replace a door, both wings, 2 wheel arches, the fuel tank, and pretty much work on every single panel, including the roof, 2 windows... In the end, it looked like something from Army Surplus because it was every colour under the sun. It looked camouflage. And at one point, the starter motor didn't work. So I used to have to lift the bonnet and hit it with a big hammer to start the car, yep, or park on a hill.
And bump start it.
Yeah, or bump start it. Wow. And you've got all these stories. And then people go, oh, it was this, it was that, it filled up with water. Oh, I loved that car. And I did. I loved
my mate's first car.
Yeah.
My mate, Matty.
Right.
He had a Bond 875. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Bond 875.
Right. It sounds like glue.
It was the world's first fully fiberglass car.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a three-wheeler.
Oh!
We called it the plastic pig.
Yes, I can well imagine.
The plastic pig.
Oh my goodness.
Matty was a bit of an engineer.
Right.
He used to love tinkering with his engines and his cars and his this, that and the other.
Yep.
And he decided that the 800cc engine that was in the 875...
was that not quite powerful enough?
It didn't quite cut it at traffic lights. He wanted something with a bit more poke.
Yep.
So he found that, and I don't know how it, because this is before the age of Google. You can't Google anything back in those days.
You have to go with the tape measure.
He found that the engine mountings were the same as that of a Hillman.
Right.
If you remember Hillman.
I remember Hillman. Hillman Imp.
The Hillman Imp.
Yes.
He took the engine, 1300cc out of a Hillman Imp.
Goodness.
Put it into his plastic pig.
Oh my goodness.
And he could pull wheelies at traffic lights.
I bet he could.
That was an amazing car.
Wow.
Amazing car. We got to... on air? No.
No. We went quite fast, is what you're trying to say. Yeah. I bet you didn't do it around a corner.
No.
So, you know what I mean? You look back and think, oh, yeah. Right. So, you've had a history of poor cars?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm guessing Mark 1 Escort would have been beautiful, actually. But this caught me eye. Man drives car, sitting on bucket and steering with pliers.
I think that was my third car.
Oh, my God! A motorist was stopped by police for driving while sitting on a bucket... Right, and steering with pliers. It didn't have a steering wheel.
Oh, good lad.
The battered car, which also had no front wing, bumper, headlights and a flat tyre. Oh, my goodness. Was pulled over in King's Lynn in Norfolk.
No.
Norfolk's Roads Policing Unit tweeted pictures of, in quotes, the most unroadworthy car, end quote, and said there were... open quote, too many offences to mention, close quote. Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic.
He was steering with pliers.
Oh, the some people are just utterly brainless, aren't they?
Oh. That's all up, yeah.
How would anybody ever even contemplate doing something like that?
Oh, my goodness.
You know.
Oh, yeah, another set. It gives a whole new meaning to the word bucket seat. while other tongue-in-cheek comments included someone calling it ingeniously unreliable and ingeniously unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, so we think we've had some bad ones in the past. Lordy, look, this didn't even have a steering wheel. He had two pliers on it.
Subhanallah. It's just utterly ridiculous.
Oh.
And you know, the thing is that's it's not the first time, is it? And it won't be the last.
Nope.
Yeah, there will be other people.
Oh, my goodness.
Drive such reckless.
Yes. It's not Russia. Because I've seen the videos. Have you seen the Russian videos?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know how they came about?
Go on.
Do you know why they started fitting dash cams?
Nope.
The reason you get a lot of these, you know, the best crash in the world compilation, and it's actually in Russia, is because they were the first to have dash cams. And they were the first to have dash cams because there was a massive spate where somebody would reverse into you.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Go, oh, my neck!
Yeah.
You ran into the back of me, and the police would go, of course you would. Who would reverse into somebody else? Do you know what I mean? And so they had these dash cams fitted as a defence. So when they, you know, all of a sudden, when the reverse light comes on and this car suddenly runs up your bonnet, they can say, it wasn't me, officer. Check my dash cam.
Yeah.
So they have these dash cams running all the time, and they've caught, and they said catched, they've caught... so many crashes on film.
You're in good company.
Yeah.
You're among friends. You can say catched if you like.
Catched. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've seen the dash cam footage of the guy on a motorbike who just gets off his bike, throws it to the floor, and then dives onto the bonnet and headbutts the windscreen with his helmet.
Oh, my goodness.
And then rolls off.
Oh, my goodness.
And then his mate calls the police, and then, you know, it's a big accident. Yeah, big accident.
Where there's blame.
Crazy. Oh, there's a claim indeed.
Goodness.
Subhanallah.
So as you say, there'll be many after this one, but I just thought that was oh my goodness gracious me.
Junaid, it's time for some ads.
I think it might be.
Shall we play some?
I think we should.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuhu.
What a great nasheed.
Alhamdulillah.
I thought you loved that.
Do you know, I like these tunes.
They're not songs. They're not songs. It's not music.
This is nasheed.
Nasheed.
These are tunes.
The tunes.
See, you are listening to the Two White Muslims.
You are.
Time show. Here on Heritage Radio, part of the British Muslim Heritage Centre. This is Monday evening.
It is.
Congratulations, you've got us here until 7 p.m, inshallah.
Wow. That's Heritage Radio on 1602 a.m.
Wow.
Nonetheless.
If you want to contact us, please do so via social media.
That would be Facebook.
Twitter.
Snapchat.
Facebook.
Twitter.
Instagram.
And Snapchat.
Facebook.
And Instagram.
Facebook.
And you would use at Heritage Radio AM. Of course, if that was on the periodic table,
it would be
at Heritage Radio AM.
Which is in between. You never get this one, you never.
Iridium.
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 And Imodium.
And Imodium. Why do I never remember that first one?
I have no idea.
Never remember.
Why do you never forget Imodium?
No, I never forget Imodium. Never forget Imodium.
Of happy times, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
You've had the happy Imodium times.
Oh, my goodness. We were saying before the break about the Shahada.
The Shahada weekend.
It was just brilliant.
Well, listeners will be able to see the Shahada.
We will.
In its entirety,
yes,
via our YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
Which is our YouTube channel. Shall we remind the listeners of our YouTube channel?
Yeah, shall we mention our YouTube channel?
Do you think we should mention our YouTube channel?
Should we say what it is? Because there's people now, they've got the pen and paper like that. Just what is it?
Give it quickly, put us out of our misery.
If you were to type in...
It's on YouTube.
Yes.
Go to YouTube. Click the search box.
And type in...
Two.
White.
Muslims.
And that's TWO.
White.
Muslims. Two white Muslims.
Do we have to spell the white? Or the Muslims? I don't know.
It will take you through to our YouTube page. Whilst, yeah, first of all, there's 60, there'll be 60 videos now.
So 60 videos.
21 of which is a special video series that we put together, which is basically everything you ever wanted to know about Islam and Muslim culture.
But couldn't be bothered to ask.
And you've got those in a 21 video playlist. There's other playlists like the Did You Knows, which is interesting facts about Islam, the interviews that we've done, and then they're just...
All two of them,
so far. And then we've got everything else. The most recent one, the next one to go up will be the Shahada.
Yeah.
So if you want to see the Shahada one, go to Two White Muslims on YouTube. And in the next few days, you'll find that up. Now, if you want to be told in advance whilst you're at the YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button. You'll see a red subscribe button. It goes from red to...
grey.
And it changes from subscribe to...
subscribed.
Subscribed. But it just means that
I love English.
It's brilliant. And as we had to point out, we had to point out to me the other day, it doesn't cost anything. I never push that button.
It doesn't cost you anything.
It won't cost you anything.
It doesn't commit you to anything. You don't have to do
anything.
You're not falling into any traps here.
It does not cause premature death.
As far as we're aware.
you're just registering interest in.
So, just to clarify. And just to make absolutely sure that we're stating the correct things here.
Yes.
It does not cause premature death.
It does not cause premature
death.
As far as we're aware, let's not commit ourselves there.
I mean, come on. If you press that button and then die instantly,
yeah,
you can't come blaming us.
You can't blame. I don't want you coming back blaming us.
Don't come blaming us. It wasn't our fault.
No. Don't cost you anything. Doesn't commit you to anything. It just registers your interest in the kind of stuff that we... I nearly said a rude word. The kind of stuff that we put out.
Stuff
that we put out. The kind of videos that we produce. The kind of documentaries. No, there's just the stuff that we put out. The kind of bonkers that we put out. As soon as something new uploads, you get a little notification saying, one with a one on it, and when you click on it, it says two white Muslims have just uploaded a new video, and then you don't even have to watch it. Choice is yours.
It's up to you.
We hope you do, obviously, and we hope you enjoy. And if you want to see the Shahada one and be one of the first to see the Shahada ones, go to Two White Muslims on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Watch it change to subscribed.
Subscribed.
And then, yes, as and when it goes up, you'll be able to see that one. In the meantime, you'll be able to watch all the other stuff that's on there. The most recent one being the National Front March.
The two white Muslims join the National Front.
Two white Muslims join the National
Front.
What
a headline that is.
What a headline that is. We did join the National Front. By that, we mean we went to a march on the same day that the National Front were marching, trying to understand the mentality. Because you
I'll never understand that, you know.
No, me neither.
The amount of hate that those people have got.
It's extraordinary.
And it's horrible to listen to them.
Yes.
It's painful to listen to them.
It is.
Because I cannot imagine being further away from anybody's view than I am away from their view.
Yes. Yeah.
Because most of my friends are Muslim, for starters.
Yep.
And they were anti-Muslim that day.
Absolutely.
Most of my friends are of colour.
Yep.
Like I am.
yes. I mean,
albeit pink.
Yeah. Well, I do find it funny that, but people say, oh, so-and-so, and they use the word coloured. Well, hang on a minute. I'm sort of pink most of the time, incredibly red when the sun comes out, brown if I'm lucky, blue when it's cold, and they refer to these other people as coloured.
How many colours do you want?
How many colours do you want? And white is not even in there, but we use it in the title.
That reminds me of a good friend of mine, Ruth. Yes, she's from Scotland. And her husband, Andy, he calls her blue. She is so white.
Yes.
She is actually blue.
Actually translucent.
Yes.
It is incredible.
Come on, our blue. She gives him that look, you know.
Yes. Ooh. He'll get used to that.
That Scottish look.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Anyway, where were we?
So we're saying, the National Front, because we mentioned in the video, you know, you grew up in the 60s, 70s and 80s. I grew up in the 70s and 80s. We make that very clear, first of all.
Yeah, that you'd never tell.
That you can't tell.
You'd never tell by looking at us.
So either I've had a very hard life or you wear yours well.
I've had an easy one.
Exactly.
I can guarantee that's not the case.
But if you cast your mind back to the late 60s, 70s and early 80s.
National Front were a big thing.
They were a big thing. Yeah. Just recently, I remember your Rob saying, you know, he remembers when they marched and there were thousands.
Yeah, there were
thousands in the marches.
And they were a fearsome force.
Fearsome, but scary stuff.
Yeah.
And they marched 3 years ago in Wakefield.
He tells a story about when the National Front fella confronted him.
Yeah.
And he used some colourful language.
Yes.
Which we can't repeat on radio.
And wouldn't repeat on
radio. No, we can't repeat on radio and keep our jobs.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
So we like this job, so I'll tell you what, we'll not use
we'll
the
not
same word.
We'll not tell you what the chap from the National Front said to Rob.
It was horrible.
Yes.
It was horrible, and it actually took him by surprise.
Yeah.
And he was quite shocked and he was offended.
Yeah.
Now, what does it take to offend my brother?
Well, I was just about to say, Rob's like you, you know, nothing offends you.
No.
But also, you've been around the block and, you know, people might not know it to look at you, but you've been around the block, you can look after yourself. Rob's very much the same.
Yep.
And for Rob to say, he said, I was actually a little bit afraid.
He said he felt intimidated.
Yeah. That's the word I was hopelessly grasping for.
Yeah.
Threatened and intimidated.
Yeah.
And it was like when we went to this march and we did an opposing march. We did a march for peace.
We had a counter demonstration.
Counter demonstration is what we had. A march for peace. And it was brilliant.
And you know, as part of that counter demonstration, there were various speakers.
Yeah.
On our video, we couldn't have all of the speakers on, and we didn't get their permission to put them on.
Yeah,
in any
absolutely.
Case.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just kind of cut all that out and defaulted
and
straight
just
back
just
to
put us. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, why not? You
look
know?
At the title. It says the two white Muslims. It doesn't say some person that does poetry.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? And some wonderful person. I mean, to be fair, the person who hosted it was brilliant.
Oh, they were great people.
But it defaults to us. But what I found absolutely, you know, brilliant was, as you looked around, everyone was smiling, everyone was happy, everyone was enjoying being there. There was a sense of unity. We talk about unity and community. It existed and it was apparent and it was demonstrated on that day. Then you go around to the march and they all look like they've been slapped with a wet fish.
I know, it was awful.
They all look so miserable.
Do you know, the faces told their own story,
yes,
didn't they? These
and
are
they
very, very
angry,
sad people.
Angry people.
Angry people, they are.
Angry people. And I think they just want somebody or something to be angry at.
They just want to argue.
Yeah.
They just want people to be miserable with them.
Yes.
They want to dig themselves into that deep, miserable, horrible hole.
Yes.
And drag people in.
Yeah. And you know, people are, I have an opinion, I shall be right. Do you want to be right or happy? I want to be right.
Right. I don't care about happy.
I can tell by your face.
Clearly not.
yeah, clearly not. Oh, dear. So again, if you want to have a look at that video, well, but the feedback that we've had to the video has been extraordinary.
Yep.
And we've had people contact us privately as well as on the YouTube channel, just to say, you know, brilliant stuff, keep it up. We don't keep it up. We just turn up. And when we're there, we put a camera on.
Keep up, is it? You know, all we do is an ultra long selfie.
It's all about us. That's about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me? It's all about me. It's not what you do. It's who sees you doing it. It's all about me, and occasionally about who stood next to me, which is you.
Yeah, usually. Yeah. And if I could get a word in edgeways, which normally no.
Oh, he says, as soon as you get a microphone, that's it. BBC voice comes up. Ladies and gentlemen of Wakefield,
your attention, please.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Alhamdulillah. Do you know what? We've been rabbiting on for so long.
We have.
Time for a break.
Time
for another coffee?
I think so.
Are you going to put the kettle on?
I'll put the kettle on.
For the third time today?
I'll put the kettle on. You put the nasheed. The thing that you couldn't say earlier. Put a nasheed on. Make it a good one. We'll have some ads maybe. No, we probably won't. I'll put the kettle on. And do you know what? I'm having a great time.
Speak to you after this.